What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the Gender Banter podcast. Today is the 13th of September, and on our first take of this podcast, I said it was the day after Boxing Day of 9/11, and then neither of us could remember when 9/11 was, and one of the most significant moments in modern history, and we couldn't remember when it was. What age were you when 9/11 hit the world?
Don't know.
You don't know?
I was in primary school.
Were you? Because I was a young man in secondary school, you know, and I'd just been to rugby or something, and I was going to get the late bus, and we're walking down the street, and everyone was just in shock. You know, people were standing outside the butchers watching TV.
Jesus.
You know, they were everywhere. Look at this. And I remember all the sort of lies that were flying, you know, that initial sort of back in the day. There was no one was on Twitter and stuff like that. You had to go to an internet cafe, but which were usually just a front for drugs. But I remember people were like, oh my God, someone bombed the White House. And all, you know what I mean? Like the rumors were just insane for the first couple of hours. Oh my God, someone bombed the White House. Oh my God, the Pentagon had a fucking IRA in the Pentagon. All sorts of shit flying about. Anyway, what an upbeat start to the podcast. That didn't even make a noise. Did I break that?
Oh, it's flick off them two.
I got it now. Boom. Not a great noise to make when we're talking about 9/11. This week's sponsors have not changed at all. Manscaped.com. Coming in the winter, you know, people would think maybe you grow a bush. Wrong. The lockdowns are easing up. You're going to be out there doing a lot more effing and jeffing. So you want to have that smooth pipe and nuts. And listeners to this podcast, if you use the code GEMBAM1, you get 20% off your Manscaped products. It's running up to Christmas. I said this before. You want to get someone close to you and your family the gift of a shorn scrot. Nothing better than walking up to your dad and handing him a Manscaped and being like, enjoy yourself, big lot. You know, and he's over there just pushing his gut to the side, trying to shave his nuts. It's a Christmas miracle. Manscaped.com uses code GEMBAM1, 20% off. Great, great Christmas gift. And it's a fucking, I would say, I don't know if it's a lifetime purchase, but you know, you buy one quality product and you will be using that for quite some time. It's a good product. It's waterproof. It's got a light on it. Shave your nuts underwater in a lake. What more do you want? Our second sponsor. None of them change. It'll be the same ones forever. You know, this is what happens. You get the big dogs coming in and they like what they see and they just keep coming, man. They keep coming. Beer52.com. They actually sent me beer now.
Did they?
Yeah. Didn't open it. It's outside the house.
Holy shit.
I haven't drank. You know what I mean? I'm a child. So me and Maureen some night we'll bust those open and, you know, have half a can each of all of them and just be absolutely hammered and getting a rye. So that'll be good shit. Use the code BANTER to get the first box free. All you do is pay for the postage. And it's a fun, novel way to just, you know, it's, do you know what? In a lockdown scenario, that's a date night.
Yeah.
You know, your girlfriend's in town, you'd be like, hey, do you want to just go halfers on 8 tins of beer? And before you know it, she's holding your hair back while you fucking throw up.
Always.
Beer52.com, use the code BANTER, get the first box free, just pay for the postage. Thanks very much, guys, for supporting the podcast. The Gender Banter podcast with Colin Jettis. So, did you see our friend Nico from Pride and Pinion and Nico Leonard fame?
Yes.
Watch expert. Did you see his rant against Manscaped?
Yes.
Hilarious. My fucking ball bag's bleeding.
He was complaining about that.
But the dude, I mean, that's the thing. Like, people come in here and they're like, how can you sell that shit? They say it's anti-snag and I cut my bollocks and all. And I'm like, listen, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? They keep sending the money. I'm like, it is a good product. You know what I mean? I don't think anyone could ever be like, you're definitely not going to cut your bollocks with this. If you're scraping your nuts with a bit of machinery, I dare say at some point it's going to get snagged. And we just lost a sponsor just like that. Hopefully they don't listen past that bit. But anyway, he was on a rampage. But you know what he's like? The guy's crazy. You know, they were probably like 4 days late on a payment of like 100 quid. And he's like, fuck this guy. I hope your fucking business burns to death. I've got fucking... I had to get a blood transfusion. I'm losing so much blood out of my bollocks. Fuck you, man. Yeah, but they probably come crawling back. It's like, man, this is great. You know, our sales went up. People wanted to see what the hype was. People were worried that they were missing out without their ball bag bleeding. That's what happens these days. It's like the Bill Burr thing. Get a sponsor in your podcast, slag it to death, and then the next minute they just come crawling back for more. Vossy, boss. I did, that was in my car for a bit, and then I did refill it. I mean, I literally sell water bottles, and I refilled this one. And it smells like blood. So it's all good. It smells like a nosebleed. Anyway, yeah, he wasn't keen on the old Manscaped. But anyway, it's all good. A lot of people are messaging me, man, about the SSE. I thought I would clear that up early as well. Because apparently they're not reviewing the social distancing rules inside until the 23rd, which is the day before the SSE.
Oh my God.
So this is what's going to happen, right? This is what I've heard, and people are, I mean, I literally have fucking, I would be amazed if it was less than like 200 fucking DMs. Is this going ahead? Or people going like, oh, we're not sure, we're selling the tickets. Like, terrible for business, you know? And I've got away lightly this whole fucking pandemic lockdown without anything really being affected, other than live shows. But when we were able to, we could go do live shows. But I don't know whether it's just a gig on that scale that they're like, we're not sure. So the promoters have been like, right, let's pencil some dates in case we have to move it. And if they're not going to review that thing until the 23rd, it's going to be stressful for everybody to be like on a knife edge until the 23rd. And then just turn around and be like, right, it is going ahead. And then I'm like, oh, fucking hell, better write a set. Or... on the other hand, people are like, oh, I wasn't sure. And then it's called off and they're like, oh, fuck. So from what I gather, they were literally talking about, because my gig was going to be the first back, of course, most important. What have we all been waiting for? Apparently he said that whoever this executive, they were like literally discussing that particular gig because it was so close to the decision. So they're like, what's it likely to be here? Are you going to allow fucking people just to sit beside each other? Now, could you fucking have an open air orgy at a Jerry Cinnamon gig? Wanker. Fucking, of course you could. As soon as you take the roof off somewhere, you get a fucking 9 dicks in your COVID mouth. You know what I mean? It's all good, man. You could fucking piss in a Magners cup and throw it around someone's face. And they're like, ah, it's fine, man. I don't know why everyone's Scottish at it like, but. So yeah, it's very strange. So right now at the minute, like it's fucking 10:30 in the morning. I'll probably contact the old promoters and be like, what's a fucking crack here, boys? And they'll be like, don't worry about it. We'll decide at 7:50 on the 24th. Hey guys, I know you're seated in the venue, but it's actually been called off. But, yeah, if you want to have a sneeze fight, you know, at Custom House Square, when Tom Jones is on, you can do that. There we go, ladies. If you want to sneeze on your fucking panties and throw them at me, I'll eat them. You can do that, no bother. Can you sit in the Odyssey like this? No. But if you want to go to Ormo Park and straight up just go belter into someone's tonsils, you can do that, no bother. But I don't know what the crack is. Anyway, we'll start with some more important news. You know, there are more important things going on in the world than me. And the more important thing is McGregor trying to fucking throw something at Machine Gun Kelly at the VMAs. Yeah, quite literally, you can be McGregor throwing drinks at Machine Gun Kelly in America and you can't sit in the Odyssey and watch me. What's the world coming to? Let me see. Nothing happened to me. According to Connor said, nothing happened to me. I only fight real fighters, people that actually fight. You know what I mean? I certainly don't fight Little Vanilla Boy rappers. I don't even know the guy. I don't know anything about him except that he's with Megan Fox. She's in me fucking DMs. But like, allegedly the story was, yeah, MGK refused to take a picture with Connor. One of the best jokes ever was like, was it Kermit? Cormac McDermott. McDermott said, Machine Gun Kelly sounds like a fucking, what was it, like ex-IRA fucking community worker or something. I don't know, I've butchered that. I've shankle butchered that joke. But there he is. Someone said he's moving around well on that left leg.
He is.
But I see there he's dropped his stick. And then he'd be like, oh yeah, August McGregor stick's available.
Damn right.
For all you pimps out there. So there he is, just fucking in the pink jacket. I think I would look good in a pink jacket, to be honest. Or a Teletubby. Look at that. Fucking not wearing a mask or nothing. What a savage, man. I wonder if you're like, you know, his like D or fucking even like John Kavanagh or something. Do you just get bored of him like cracking up with people? You're just out for dinner and, you know, he's like fucking, oh, sorry, what would you like to order for dessert? And they're like, oh, I'd like the chocolate fucking fondant thing. And he's like, it takes 25 minutes. You fucking what? You fucking, like smacking people and all. And she's just like, just on her phone, like, this is what he's like all the time, honestly. And just on her phone, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he sits back down and then he's just like, fucking. Anyway, I think we should, you know, get a gardener in to take care of them. You know, just like back to normal. Imagine McGregor was at like, you know, like a McDonald's and he's like, I need two McFlurries. And they're like, the machine's off. The fucking what? In the fucking thing. Take that, you fucking. I put the Mac in McFlurry. I'll kick your Mac fucking. Two impressions that I think I should be able to nail. Trump and McGregor, and I'm shit at both of them. China.
Sound like John Travolta.
Okay, maybe that's the new fucking thing. So there he is in the pink jacket, just cracking up. Like, the guy has no chill in him whatsoever. And the thing is, it's like, what the fuck, bro? You've already done the greatness. You know, he could have retired. And, you know, being this superstar and just walked around all, you know, holding himself together well, like, how's it going? I own whiskey now and I'm a fucking billionaire and it's all good. And instead he's just like, fucking what? What you fucking say? You could, like, just any excuse to fucking have a scrap, like. The man's nuts. It'd be interesting. Although, he will be able to trick people forever. You know what I mean? He'd be like 45 and he'll have lost all his money and he still, you know, like, he'll still be able to talk shit and be like, oh, I'm fighting fucking... He'd be fighting like Dana White in a charity boxing match and people will still get hooked in because he's like just good at it, just good at fucking selling tickets. But anyway, absolutely relax, my man. It's been a weird weekend of sort of fantasy fights as well. Did you see any of that? Any of the boxing fight? It's just weird. Like, you couldn't name fucking two good boxers right now unless you were really into it, but it's just like other famous people or people who were from a different sport just fighting.
Who was it?
Anderson Silva fought Tito Ortiz.
Jesus.
Have you heard of Anderson Silva?
Yeah.
Have you heard of Tito Ortiz?
No.
He's a sort of old school UFC, you know, one of the, if you go back to like the early UFCs, he was about, and you know, his rivalry with like Chuck Liddell was legendary and they had a fucking trio of fights and always slobbering and fucking has this really obnoxious celebration when he beats someone. He goes over and pretends like he's digging a grave, which is just too much theater for a fight. But he was fighting Anderson Silva, who, you know what I mean? You get certain people like Anderson Silva or George St. Pierre where you know that they're just like a lifelong martial artist. They're like, I'm retiring from professional competition here, but you know I'm at home with that fucking wooden thing just going kah, 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 and just rolling on the mats all day. So, and obviously Anderson Silva has boxed professionally and then fought in the UFC and is one of the best strikers of all time, And he just went in there and fucking knocked them clean out. I shared it on my Instagram stories. Do you see it by any chance?
Yeah, I just, did see that.
But it looked like the most basic boxing defense.
Yeah.
Because your mom was swinging for the fences and he's just like, oh, 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 smack. And then he's fucking out. Now, if you want to slow that down where I went like this, smack. It was cool. And then fucking the other fight was Vitor Belfort, who was like, again, another sort of important guy at the sort of early UFCs. Real juicy, you know, fond of the old, as Rogan would say, Mexican supplements.
Nice.
Juicy guy. And there was like a cutoff point where like they started to do like, was it like WADA testing or something? And he was kicking people's heads off. And they're like, how's he doing it when he's fucking 36 or something? Drugs, mainly. And then this guy came in, he was testing everybody. And the guy went from like super veiny cock body to just like wee body like a bar soap. And then couldn't win for the fucking save his life. Anyway. Who was he supposed to fight? And then they dropped out. And then for some reason, Evander Holyfield stepped up. Who's 58 now? He's like 58. And Vitor Belfort was like, listen, I've got this training camp under me. And just went in there and beat the shit out of this old man, basically. You know, and a lot of people were going, guys, you know, you might be able to do that, but like, it is a fucking 58-year-old man. Have a bit of respect. Like,
Jesus.
You know, and he just fucking floored him. Very sad. This is welcome back to Sports Center, because we're going to be talking about sports quite a bit. And while we're on it, I wonder, can I get this since we're talking about fighting? The old argument has raised its head again of the trans fighter issue.
Oh, yes.
Did you read about this?
Seen this.
I don't know. I had to screenshot this picture. I'll see where it's from and I'll look it up here. But I just don't know. Oh, you know, it's one of those things like, you know, if you're super. Okay, it was Jake Shields. Let me find this here. Obviously, if you're super pro-trans, which obviously most people are. Most people are like, do whatever the fuck you want. But why specifically in MMA does this keep happening? Do you know? It's like you're not hearing of any other sports where people are like, oh God, there's another trans person in fucking golf or something. But I don't know. I don't know whether it's just because it's not as highlighted. I think there's just something about it being a violent sport where people are like, how is this allowed? And obviously, if a person wants to compete, there should just be some sort of division. But I mean, that's that person post some hormone therapy, probably. Isn't that wild?
Them tattoos.
Yeah, the tattoos are the worst part of the whole story, probably.
Yeah.
Just going in there going, dude, I want some fucking dragons. But yeah, obviously, this person transitioned and just went in here and beat the shit out of this girl.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, what is it about that sport? Or is it just more scandalous because it's a combat sport that you hear about more cases? And maybe the argument, I mean, I know with the Fallon Fox girl, it was like, the argument there was she didn't tell anybody. She just went about fighting and then word got out that, you know, at one point she'd benefited from training and, you know, the chemical makeup of a man for a long time. Keeping very quiet over there.
Yeah.
Now scared to get cancelled.
Yeah, but you can't smoke weed.
Yeah, yeah. I think you can.
Oh, can you?
I don't think it. Yeah, I think the only rule is you can't be high. You can't have a certain amount of cannabis in your system on the day of the fight.
Right.
And then if you do, there's like some bullshit charge of like $5,000 or something. That could all be wrong. But I know someone like Nate Diaz or like Sugar Sean, fucking O'Malley. Them boys don't give a fuck. They're like, what is it, $5,000? The guy's in the changing room getting his hands wrapped. Big fat joint. What's up, baby? But anyway, that is a jacked up dude. Whatever way you put it. I don't know. I mean, it's not up to me, like, but I don't know how they're gonna sort that out. How do you solve that problem? Just do you have just a couple of other divisions? That's probably the way to do it, like.
Well, I suppose I don't know actually. I was gonna say if the woman is up for fighting them, maybe that's all right then. Sort of. But then are they not? They're not like they don't really have a choice, do they?
Well, they do. Yeah, you can turn down fights, no problem. And I mean, like, there was actually a post on this girl's fucking thing here. The post here was, "Good morning, friends, supporters, and others. I'm getting a lot of variations of the same nasty messages calling me a cheater, like I didn't get beat on for a round and a half. You all need to show the other girl, Selena Legrande or something, some respect and take your concern trolling elsewhere. She almost finished me more than once. And on the scorecard, she definitely won that first round. This is the only post I'll make about this. Transphobes are just making my black hand stronger." All right. I don't know. It's just going to be one of those infinite arguments until
it gets sorted.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too new. It's too fresh.
What my question is why is MMA the sport where it happens the most? The most violent sport? You know?
Yeah.
Where they always monitor sort of outside advantages? You know, you're talking about weed and drugs and fucking all that other shit.
Yeah.
It's a strange one. It's strange, isn't it? I suppose if it's all out in the open and someone's like, "I'm trans, you know, I was, let's face it, a big fucking jack dude for a larger part of my life, and have went through some shit here. Are you willing to fight me?" And the other opponent is like, "Yeah, I'm willing to fight you." Then what can you really do?
True. I think it'll be
until they're sitting on their chest punching your face in.
Yeah. It'll be one of these things that in a few years
I'll be cancelled and they'll be sorting it out.
It'll be like all sorted and then we'll be like, "Yeah, that was pretty ridiculous, isn't it?"
I mean the answer, I mean, even in the Olympics, I think, is just more divisions.
Yeah, that's probably what will happen.
I think, and you know, the quicker they do it, the better. Even the weightlifting thing in the Olympics. I mean, you forget. I mean, especially in that, you're like, "Oh, this person used to be trans," and you're like, "Who do you think they're sending in here to lift weights for?" You know, in the women's division, they're not sending in like someone like Simone Biles or something, like some fucking gymnast. This person's competing against women who are like 21 stone,
yeah,
and could fucking flip a car if they had to. Best of luck to you. Did she win? Didn't even. I don't know. It's strange times, isn't it? It's probably just the whole fucking, put it this way, the earth is transitioning.
It is.
There's a lot of learning. There's a lot of figuring out to do in this fucking kip. The main thing is this week is that my county won the All Ireland GAA final. Up Tyrone, I bleed red and white.
Yep.
I mean, if I was, you know, if you were like a rugby player and you're like, "Listen, I've lived there for fucking," I think you only have to live somewhere for like 2 years, you can play for their country. But yeah, Tyrone won that thing, and you know, I'm a diehard Tyrone man now. You know, I live and breathe. Well, I live and breathe the smell of cow shit, so that counts for more than anything. But I gotta say, it was kind of exciting.
Was it?
I didn't get
to watch.
I didn't get to watch it much because I was chasing after the baby. But you know, Maureen's family and their ones, and fucking obviously, you know, the country is just this inbred fucking mess of like about three surnames. So they're all like, oh, fucking blah, 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 McKenna and this one. You know, everyone's like, oh, he lives around there and his dad owns the fucking this. And then we used to go to school with him. And, it, you know,
yeah,
they pretty much know everyone fucking playing, for God's sake.
Do they get paid yet?
Who?
GAA players.
I don't know. They might get something. Some of the, it's probably like semi-professional or something, is it?
I don't think so.
Talking out of my hole. Do they do it all for NAM?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I know, like, you know, even close to where we live, there's quite high-profile GAA footballers who own businesses. And you know, you have to come out of it and fucking get back on track, like. Yeah. But I think it could do with a fucking...
Well, the GAA make millions.
Of course they do.
And they're not paying any of the players.
Sure, is that not why that, you know, if... No, it could be fucking harsh. This is total bullshit. But like, I think if a match was a draw, they play it again.
Why?
You know, instead of like, oh, let's do fucking penalties or some bullshit. They're like, let's get another 80,000 in Croke Park here.
Yeah.
And have them fight over the tickets, and we make more. You know, I think it would benefit from like a bit of a, you know, like if some Americans come in and fucking welcome back to Gaelic life.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Gaelic football. We're doing hurlings. You know what I mean? Get them kits bad. I mean, the kits are hectic. How there's not more dicks falling out of GAA shorts blows my mind.
I know. Well tight.
There would just be an action shot of me with the top, if I was hurling, like with the top of my gut coming out the bottom and me swinging like this, blatantly missing. You know, I'm like way, I'm fucking miles away from it. And then my bollocks coming out of the tiny shorts. That would be me.
Yeah.
With no fingers left, just bent all over the shop. But yeah, it was quite exciting because they were all heavily invested in it. And you know what I mean? Like Maureen and all these ones, not sporty at all. But then, of course, when it comes on, they start to tell you about their whole sporting past and how they used to manage, you know, at a domestic level. And they spent many years playing GAA and the injuries that they suffered and all this shit. And you're like, here... It's funny how I didn't hear you mention this at all until there was a final happening and they made it to the final.
Yeah.
You know, Maury's watching replays of goals and all. And she's like, look at the skill, look at the pace that they're at. And he was able to just get that to him and he fisted it into the net. And I was like, yeah, I mean, look at the skill. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, let's face it, if the guy threw it at him and he was just standing with his arms crossed, pointed the other way, it would have bounced off the back of his head and went in. That's how close they were.
Yeah.
Look at the skill involved with him just going like this and patting it into the net.
Are you allowed to fist it in the net?
Seemingly.
I don't know.
Well, like this, they had fucking goals given for that.
Oh, really? Fuck, it's been so long.
It's been so long since Niall was professional. You know, he was around in Maureen's day when they were
back in my day, there was no fisting.
They're giving it. You had to wait to the changing rooms to get a good fisting back in my day. You'd have got a fucking, what cards do they have in GAA?
Black
to send you off. You get black carded. You get a brown carded for fisting, tell you that. Look at the pace and the skill. Anyway.
Hilarious.
I would have a look in. I mean, they just, strangely enough, there was no Gaelic sports in my school.
No.
And thankfully, you know, it's not one of those things where I'm looking at it going like, what a missed opportunity. In no world would I be built for GAA, that's for sure. Unless there's like a Gaelic games sort of wrestling that I don't know about.
Aussie rules,
that's right. They do that thing, don't they, every once in a while where they play the international sort of rules and they beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah. I went to one when in school. It was funny.
Where was that at?
Croke Park.
Oh, yeah?
They just, as soon as they got on the pitch, beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
And are the Aussie boys really big compared to the Irish boys?
Say probably similar. Maybe a wee bit bigger.
I did see, me and Mickey did, because in your head you think, oh, you know, a lot of these, you know, if you play rugby, you're like, oh, they're big boys. And you think Gaelic boys are probably a bit more nippy. But then I seen it. We did a stag do one time, me and Mickey, in like Bundoran or something. You know when it was like early in your career gigs where you're like, what the fuck am I doing here? And it was like third day of this stag. and they'd had a room in this hotel, and me and Mickey were there to do stand up. One guy was asleep across four chairs, farted during the set. There was one guy, and apparently he was like, I just knew nothing about it, but apparently he was quite a big deal up that direction and had recently retired. This motherfucker was huge. I was like, I didn't know Gaelic lads were that big.
Yeah.
He was like a second row in rugby, you know, like 6'6", about fucking 18 stone. I was like, this guy's fucking huge, man. But anyway, the important thing is we won, you know? We won the match and fucking, you know, yourself and people brought babies on the pitch and it was all good.
Yeah.
And the Mayo curse. I learned all this shit, you know, Mayo, the curse continues. And your man had a fucking penalty and he skied it. Do you see that?
Nope.
The curse of fucking being blind and having a fucking foot like a 50p. I love just all those.
Yeah, all them old.
All those. Just never played a sport in your life. And like, yeah, you couldn't finish your fucking dinner. You got all that at like youth football back in the day. And like the worst the shit people would say.
Hilarious.
The chili. Here, don't give it to him. He's fucking touch of a rapist, that one. No one even knew what they meant. And they're shouting at it like a kid. He's got the fucking touch of a rapist. Don't give it the fucking 50p head there. You know? And like slabbering the kid. Like it's under 15s football. He's like, don't fucking give it to him. He's a fucking poofter. Break him. The amount of times some lad would just be like, break him.
Yeah.
Bust it. Smash his fucking ankles up. Know what I mean?
This is what you fucking rolling about.
And they would, you know, get in the huddle and be like, "Aye, blah blah, they're fucking number seven, they're fucking fat wee bastard." No, you know, like, couldn't finish his dinner. Fucking. Just brilliant. Just brilliant stuff. There was always just, you know, you would go to these football clubs and you'd be like, have you paid your dues? And you'd have to, you know, you have to pay like a certain amount of money for the upkeep of the
club.
The club every week. Yeah. You're always paying £2 to a man who seemingly lives in a lorry container and it's just full of footballs, tip tops, and fireworks. Good man, there you go. There's an orange tip top for your fucking hydration. And then ask your dad if he wants any fireworks. You know?
Yeah.
What a world. What a fucking world.
Straight to the poker machines.
Aye.
On them £2.
That's to keep your kits washed, so it is. And then the guy's just literally fucking, yeah.
In the pub.
Betting on horses. Everybody smoking, you know. It's a grown man smoking in the fucking changing room full of kids. Of all the sports that I ever played in my life, and I quit playing playing football pretty young. I was by far the best at football.
Yeah.
I was like fucking fat Ronaldo. I was just putting it in from anywhere. Just bully people off the ball. Fucking right. And I said that on Shane's podcast and we were playing like a tournament one time and just ran through them. Like I scored 28 goals in like fucking 8 matches or something.
Jeez.
And so apparently there was a... Apparently there was a scout and he was like, you remind me of said to one of the coaches, he reminds me of a young John Hartson. You know, so I don't know what that means because I didn't even really watch football that much. But I was pretty much their size playing against like 16-year-olds, just smashing through them.
Class.
Great. Should have stuck at it really, but it wasn't fun to me. I have a habit of like not enjoying things that I'm naturally good at. And I was like naturally good at football. I was like, this is shit, man. And then things like rugby where I wasn't that great at it. I was like, let me stick to this and get brain damage and fucked up knees. Fuck yeah, bro. Anyway, up Tyrone.
Yep.
Fucking right. And where I live, you will be tripping over flags all fucking week. All month. They'll keep that going indefinitely, probably. They'll never let it go. Connor Key sent me this video. I don't know if we could even play this or not. But apparently this is a town called Carrickmore, and whatever Middle Earth shithole that is in Tyrone, I have no idea. Because I live in one too, but seemingly, is that going through the board? Is it? No. Seemingly, there was a guy from the south. Apparently, there was a lot of that too. There was a lot of shit online being like, oh, what was it like? The Tyrone weren't a real Irish team or something?
Because
they were like a northern team. All right. Or some bullshit. People were like, that's not a real...
God's sake.
That's not a real win for GAA. These fucking Nordies.
Always something.
Always
fucking... If it's not fucking...
Always something. But anyway, this dude was apparently up selling like fake Tyrone merch. This is pure rumors. Like, this is what Connor Keyes told me. And some fella seemingly has come out of this pub and been like, don't be fucking coming round here trying to sell your merch. Hey. And he's beating the shit out of this guy.
Jeez.
In the street. And it's a quiet street, so you can hear the slap of every dig. And, you know, it would benefit everybody to do about 6 months of jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Not so that you can, you know, he's not going to throw a triangle on him when he's on the floor, but like, just to preserve having your face caved in. And your mom's like, don't be fucking coming right here. Still fake fucking t-shirt. Who the fuck do you think you are? You don't even live here, you cunt. My fucking hand's killing me. You're like, it just goes dark and gets light again. And he's just punching a pile of mints on the floor. Don't ever come round, because if you do, every time I see you, I'm going to kill you. And then, these other guys aren't too quick in rushing over, like, but look at the place just crawling with Toyotas. The guy gets up, fucked, stumbles into the shop. I mean, it's horrible. Horrible to see, but you know, tensions were high, you know, in that week, weren't they?
Yeah.
Tyrone were about to win the fucking thing there. Anyway, GAA. I don't know if... did you ever play any GAA?
Did you? In school, did a few.
I mean, what are you talking? Hurling and...
No, I didn't play hurling.
No?
No. I didn't do it in our school. Too violent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You see, obviously, everywhere has their sort of hotspot. You know, like, you know, I don't think there's a lot of hurling in Tyrone, but they're all fucking football mad.
Yeah.
You know, and then I've gigged up in, like, there's a little vlog online somewhere where we went to Cushendall. And obviously, up that Antrim coast, big into hurling. Everyone in the streets walking, you know, like a fucking guy with a briefcase walking down the street with fucking... What is it? Hurley? What do you say? What's it called? The bat? Yeah. They'll stick there.
They'll stick.
Everyone just has one. You go to the ice cream shops, just serving you with the fucking thing. Guy's making a pizza. You know? Just fucking, everyone's mad for it. But again, it must just be like, areas are different.
Yeah.
Although there's, you know, it's Maureen's family have a couple of the old sticks lying about there. It's good crack. You know, throw it for the dog, you know, whack.
Yeah.
Smack definitely. It. If there was a game where it was just like, and I think there is there, I forget the name of it, but is there like some event where you just see how many, it's like golf nearly, see how few smacks it takes you to get across a certain distance?
That sounds good.
That'd be class, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'd enjoy that. Is that a real thing? Someone should invent that, like golf hiking. You're just like, right, we're walking from here to here, and the game is you have to fucking smack the ball the whole way. How few smacks can you get?
Mm.
I'm just over here inventing games, man. Deaf. We'll hit some questions, shall we? Just to remind you folks, just go full blind boy. This podcast is sponsored by Patreon, the people at Patreon. Say it wrong. Yes, we have sorted our shit out. We're far too inconsistent, and by we I mean me, with Patreon stuff. So we've got a new schedule. We record today for tomorrow, and we record tomorrow for the end of the week. Podcast is out 8 a.m. on a Thursday. That'll be a staple every motherfucking week.
Boom.
We're getting a few little drops of like video stuff going in there as well, early uploads, and you will get podcasts extra every motherfucking week, like clockwork.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it up at 8 a.m. on Thursday, and someone said 8:01, you said 8, and I'm like, that you've no idea how much that pisses me off. You know?
Delete.
I'm going to start delete. I mean, I was joking about that Dead on Mafia thing, you know, where we just have a small team of hooded men who go around and fucking shoot trolls. But it might become a reality. Look at this new t-shirt, man. Dead on Mafia. The old army surplus t-shirts.
Yep.
They're going to be online. They should be online already. If you're listening to this on Tuesday.
Ooh.
Which would be the 14th. They'll be online already. I'm going to put them up tonight, I think.
Patreon exclusive.
I might launch them on the Patreon tonight. Maybe I'll wait till tomorrow. Who knows, man?
We'll see.
The Patreon guys will already know about it, basically. I don't know what I'm talking about. To be honest, I'm going in circles. I only take questions on the Patreon, by the way. So we will delve in there for some crowd interaction. Also, flowcbdltd.com for all your CBD needs. I think their discount code ended. So I'll be in touch with our boy William to see if there's any more. But listen, if you want gummies, the gummies are class.
Great.
Just throw them in there, go to sleep, wake up feeling all lubricated. But yeah, get onto them for your Flow CBD needs. Right, let's whip through these. What a question. What a question to open with. This is one for you. I'm going to let you answer this.
Oh, Jesus.
Who are your guys' top three bass players? Mine are probably Joe Dart. I'll ask you where they're from. Who's
right.
Joe Dart from?
Wolfpack.
Les Claypool.
Primus.
And Victor Wooten.
Victor Wooten. He's just a solo. He's a solo bassist.
And then some guy goes, you've got to have Entwistle in there.
Damn right. Good shout. John.
Is he from Cream?
He's from The Who. He's Thunderfingers.
Yeah, you can't have a nickname like that when they're all fucking a bunch of nonces in that band. You know what I mean?
He died, RIP.
Who?
John. Big John.
John.
Entwistle.
Oh, Steph is aboard. Wolfpack.
Good choice. Joe Dart's very modern. He's sort of like a carbon copy of like Larry Graham or Bernard Edwards.
Of course, that's what I was thinking.
You know? He's really good, but he's just not, you know.
Yeah, is he good?
Is he bringing anything new to the table?
Is he Seinfeld intro good?
He probably is.
Yeah. What a strange question. I don't know bassists at all. Mine would be based, pardon the pun, on just how cool the person is.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, Lemmy.
Lemmy.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, John Paul Jones.
John Paul, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think of like bass lines that have made me think about getting a bass.
Yeah. True.
Which, you know, like, is it No One Knows? It just has that.
Yeah.
That on occasion has made me like be on the internet looking at basses.
Yeah.
I'd probably play it on a guitar.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's not something I think about ever. Anyone else spring to mind?
The main
Flea, man. Are you joking me?
John Frusciante. Class.
John Frusciante. Fucking heroin fingers.
There's a bassist called Leland Sklar, who...
Wow.
He's like a session bassist, but okay. He's played in over 2,000 albums.
Oh, wow.
And he looks a bit like William Mulhall, Sr.
Okay.
He's like an old wizard dude. But he's basically played on like every fucking
Jesus
big album.
He's the man like behind the 80s. Why do they all have? Why do all these names sound like, you know, like Japanese name generators?
Made up, yeah.
My favorite, Joe Dart. Did you ever see that thing where they made up the names for the computer game? I've done it 12 times on this podcast. Have you ever seen that? I'm gonna have to look it up. It was like Japanese baseball game names or something. It was like I swear this will be the ninth time I've done this in this podcast, swear to God. But it's like the machine just made up English sounding names. So it's like Sleeve McDykel. Onsenu Sweeney, Daryl Archideld, Anatoly Smorin. It's so like not far off, you know what I mean? Mario McIlwain.
That's good.
The old Irish Italian guy. Kevin McGilney, Tony Schmerich, the OG of all time, Bobson Dugnut. My name is Bobson Dugnut. Willie Dustus. Oh, that's fucking... I'm going to write that down. That's the name of the podcast. Bobson Dugnut. I'm going to have to write that down. That's incredible. Two T's. Jeremy Gride, Scott Dirk, Sean Forkett, Dean Wesley, Mike Truck. That's my rap name.
Fuck yeah.
That's a fucking gangster name, isn't it? That's so gangster. So it's Mike Truck. Fucking right. Dwight Portugal. Dwight the Rochical. Carl Dendleton. Mike Cernantes. Todd Gonzalez. Oh, fucking. We owe the Japanese a pint.
Definitely.
In this podcast, let me tell you. Fucking hell. Oh, God almighty. Got our vent whistle in there.
Yeah.
When is your beautiful wife joining you on the podcast? I think you're getting a bit too big for your boots and need taking down a peg or two. Fuck up, Cormac, you'd be fucking blocked, old ball. Just so you know, I'm only messing, or am I? No, really, I am. You're great. All right, bro. Take your fucking tongue out of my hole. What's that in? Snatch? Take your tongue out of my ass. She might be on tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah?
That'd be good.
So there you go. No, Brendan O'Prey, great time. He sounds like another bassist. He sounds like one of that's one of those Japanese names. Brendan O'Prey.
Is that a bass in his picture?
Oh, you're joking me.
Is it?
You're gonna have to hide how much money he's thrown in this. It's a guitar, I think, is it? Oh yeah. My question is, did you enjoy London more this trip? I know you didn't have much crack in previous trips. Like, big love, dead on. I think I definitely did.
It's good crack.
You know, it was kind of... I don't like going to a place and being like, right, I'm a tourist here. Let me fucking do everything.
Yeah.
I don't like doing that. Like we did it in LA and different places where you just move, you get an Airbnb or something, and you go, I'm just going to pretend like I live in this area for a minute. And I seem to have a way better time. So definitely enjoyed myself. You know, yeah, it was fun. Like there's never enough like time.
I know.
You know, the whole thing was just rushed as fucking, I'm not even sure if I like fucking big cities that much, you know what I mean? But we definitely had a good time.
Definitely.
Had some cool stuff. Seen some cool stuff. But yeah. Yeah, it was just a time thing, really. Still a possibility the SSE won't go ahead. It's a possibility it might not go ahead on that date, for sure. But then it's also a possibility. That's a problem. It's like, that's what they were saying to me for a long time. They were like, it's looking good. It's looking like it's going to go ahead. And I'm like, okay. And then they're like, unless they just decide they don't want it to go ahead. And you're like, what the fuck am I, what am I supposed to say to people? I don't worry. Nothing to worry about unless there's something to worry about. To be honest, at this point, I would nearly rather they put new dates out that were definite. For everybody's fucking nerves to be settled. But then there's people fucking, you know what I mean? People bought tickets for that show that don't even live here.
Yeah.
They bought them and they live in fucking Glasgow or some shit, which is a pain in the cock. But I mean, like I said, we seem to have gotten away lightly this whole pandemic, and this is going to be the one big fucking, I mean, to be honest, what I had thought was, obviously, we weren't able to gig for a year and a bit, and then it started up and then just went not to 60, gigging all over the place, writing loads of material, getting loads of shit out. And I've actually got the point where I have a show now. So now I'm like, just bloody do. And I would love to do the shows and then just stop doing stand-up for a while. Because I think I need to just be, and I know I didn't do any stand-up for like, say like a year or something, but I also didn't do anything else. You know, and a lot of stand-up is kind of just like, you got to go out and experience some shit and then gather your thoughts. But I wasn't doing any of that either. So I would love to just get the shows done and just fucking kind of just go a couple of places or do some stuff or whatever. And then slowly ease myself back into it instead of just getting like right back in the grind of it. So I don't know. But then, do you know what I mean? Feel sorry for myself for like half an hour, and then I'm like, nah, fucking get me back in there. Show these bastards what the crack is. Who's a better album, Kanye or Drake? They were both shite. I couldn't get into any of it. There was a couple of songs on the Kanye one where I was like, oh, this is nice. Then the rest of it was just like being in church. And then that hissing's cool, isn't it? What's that?
Don't know.
You hear that? Did I kick something? I know what the fuck it is. Hopefully it's not too distracting. Fucking dump. Is that super annoying? Can you hear that?
I'll get rid of it.
I'll get rid of it. Just takes a fucking machete out. What was the question? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know yet. I don't know. None of it fucking stuck to me, to be honest. Would you consider live streaming one of your Lavery's gigs? I'm going abroad. Maybe. I definitely tune in, even pay if it's Brew Week. Glenn Gilmore. I've never thought about it really, but I mean, the main issue in Lavery's would probably be the internet connection. Yeah, it would probably be the internet connection, to be honest. But if there's a market for it, I could certainly look into it. If you could have one item that constantly refilled itself in your fridge, what would it be? Just meat, cooked meat, slices of cooked meat, hams, turkey, just deli meat, really. Hams and turkeys. Things like that. Cooked chicken. Just, yeah, that's pretty much it. Cold deli meats. Do you have a swivel car seat for Eddie? Yes, we do. Has he started the up kicks to the chest? No, he does the fucking bent spine, like exorcist thing where you just, and you're trying to like, people are walking past and you're like, I'm trying to just break my child into this spot and get him in there. Lachlan, is it not a bit ironic that the man who created the character who made videos on how to fight, etc., wouldn't want to take part in a charity boxing match? Get stuck in, lad. I love that. Is it not a bit ironic that the man who created a character who made videos on how to fight, etc., wouldn't want to take part in a charity boxing match? Let me tell you something. I don't want to take part in it because I don't want to beat the fuck out of one of my mates. Because you'll make me do it. Because I'm certainly not going to fucking lose. You know? You'll make me switch it on, man. You go, all right, okay, we're raising money for charity. The charity's going to be for whoever I fight's fucking tube that feeds them. That's what the fucking charity will be for. Also, that's not irony, is it? Isn't it ironic that you did a character about a fighter?
That word's misused quite a bit.
Isn't it ironic that fucking Will Ferrell did Talladega Nights and he's not a professional race driver? You know, like, what?
Yeah.
The fuck are you talking about? It's called acting.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. Get stuck in, lad. That's what I don't want to do. You know what I mean? If it was like, because what, you know what men are like? Oh, it's all good crack and all. And then one person, like if I went in against Dave, you know, I don't particularly want to fucking punch Dave in the face. But, you know, if he goes in and he's taking it in any way seriously, I'll be like, all right, fucking, is that what we're doing? We're throwing spinning shit now? Throwing spinning shit? I'll get carried away, man. I'm too dangerous. They'll call a box and I'll get disqualified because I'll be like, I can't throw, you know, cut him open with an elbow. I'm like, sorry, I just fucking, my reactions kicked in, man. You know? Get him a fucking. Yeah, fucking kneeing the shit out of him. I'm joking. I'll be honest, I just get stuck in. Nah, all right. What's your worst impulse buy? I mean, just fucking 7 watches a month, I would say. I do buy a lot of stupid shit. Like, you know, Maureen was saying one day, like, oh, you know, there's all these, obviously she had lymphoma, it's no secret. But she was like, oh, you can do all this lymphatic draining and you can do like fucking yoga and you gotta do all that shit and jumping on the spot and you know, like trampolines are really good for it. And immediately I bought a small trampoline. It was in the house the next day. Has anyone went near it? Not at all. It's got coats on it.
Oh.
Doesn't hold my weight. The baby goes on it the whole time. That's it. Hit me up with your favorite dog breeds. You have a favorite dog breed?
Shiba Inu. It's the meme dog.
Did China just take over your brain there?
Alsatian. This guy's yours. Alsatian.
What's it? What was that you just said?
Shiba. Just type in.
I think I've ordered that from.
Yeah, that's it. Oh.
Shiba Inu. Uber. What is it?
No, I don't think it's. Yeah.
This motherfucker.
The meme.
A dingo? The fuck is that?
Fucking dingo.
Fucking dingo. Is that your favorite dog? What does a dingo look like?
I'd love to have one.
One of these boys? Dingo. I mean, not
I think
a
dingo.
Oh my god, Jesus.
Yeah, they're a bit more wild. A
bit more wolfy.
Mm.
Dingo is my. I'd be mad if you had a full blown dingo in the house.
It would be mad.
Now, a dingo just looks like the dogs that they cook at that fucking Chinese festival.
Yeah, it does.
Where they cook them alive. Although it's got that long sort of wolfy neck there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do I have a favorite dog? I'm easy. You know what I mean? If the dog's cool.
Yeah.
If the dog's like a nice dog, I'm not too fussy, really. I do like, Maureen's uncle has a combination of two of the cutest dogs I've ever seen. He's got a border terrier, which I'm a big fan of. I'm a big fan of like a sort of small to medium sized dog that's very smart and kind of scrappy looking. Great dog. And it's called Doug. And then he also has another dog, which is like, I think it's half a Staffy, half a French bulldog. And it's got that tortoise shell sort of fur and it's called Cabbage. And they're my two favorite like types of, you know what I mean? They're like, one's like a wee stout, like weird. I mean, it's absolutely shit scared of everything. And then the other one's like a very smart little terrier. I like those sort of dogs.
Mm.
People would probably assume like, oh, he's gonna have one of them fucking Alaskan, whatever the fucks it is. Do you ever see those, like, I forget the name of them, but they like guard cattle in like South Africa. Cattle dogs or something. These things are fucking, no, that's not what I forget the name of it. But they basically just have these fucking, you know, like giant scare, and they put like spiky things around their neck and all, and they scare away like lions and shit.
Oh, nice.
People have them guarding their cattle, and they're like good mates with the cows and all. Fist bump them.
Close.
What's that, bro? But they're fucking, you know, like someone was driving in a Jeep, and the thing was just like, like alongside the thing. They're just massive and fast and fucking scary. So that whenever they start barking, the lions are just like, no thanks. That's me out of here. What's your order in a chippy? These questions are getting to the point. Oh, wait a minute. We've missed. Where's the most inappropriate, most embarrassing place you've farted? Just in someone's mouth. I know. I mean, I don't know. Fucking me thinking all day. I know Niall likes his dead mouse, don't you? You like our dead mouse, don't you? But did he know that you're in a video for one of his songs? He know that you're in a video for one of his songs?
I've seen this video.
The song is called Dead Mouse Monophobia, and you are you in one of his videos?
No, it's just
someone
it's
looks
sort
like
of like this real trippy video of like all this like fucking weird characters.
I'll believe you.
Yeah.
And you, someone in there looks like you?
Does it look like me or look like you? But did he know that you're in a video for one of his songs?
Well, you know, obviously I'm going to get taken off the fucking internet.
I think Deadmau5 made this video himself.
Does he okay?
Yeah, it's really weird.
Don't show this.
We're not showing it. Banned.
If I have to cut another fucking clip out of this... But they cut a clip out of the last podcast where we reviewed the Belfast thing. Is that me there? It's going to turn the fucking sound. I mean, this is going to be a terrible podcast, let's say. Did he do all the siege himself?
I think he did, yeah.
Is that me there? Far too jacked for me. There's me. It's a cool video.
That's his house.
Oh yeah. I don't know.
What did he say? 133, was it?
Oh, he stamped it, did he? Oh, there's me there. I'm gonna screenshot that. Let's incorporate that in the artwork.
Yeah.
And I'll do the same for you, sir. Wow, that was worth it, wasn't it?
That was good.
Good what's your go-to order in a chippy? Go!
Fucking chips.
Chips? I enjoy getting a burger. No matter where I am.
Yeah.
The fuck is that noise? I'll get a burger and then I'll get some sort of chips and then I'll probably... Sometimes if they do a cod bite, you know, like a goujon on the side, I'll get a small fish bite. Because I'm a fat bastard. A chippy's one. I forget about chippies all the time. You know, if there's any opportunity to get anything Asian, I'm going for that. Chippies are way back down the list of shit I'm going for.
Yeah.
Although, I would never get it, but sometimes Maureen will get like a chippy, onion, gravy, and stuffing, which is the most culty thing of all time. Yeah. I'm surprised she doesn't order a pint of milk with it in the fucking chippy. Mm. But sometimes she'll, you know, she'll not eat it all, and I'll be like, give us a go with that. And then I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. Any advice on cleaning your cap collection? I've been on a continuous fly genocide spree around mine and the caps look rank. Advice on cleaning your cap? I have done that a few times, actually. Don't put it in the washing machine. Tell you that for free. You fuck them up. I've done it with, like, where I've just had basically, like, soapy water. Or no, I have done this. This is true. I've filled the sink up and put, like, a washing up or the wee washing personal tablet thing in it, got the water all fluffy, and then taking like a just like a one of those fucking IKEA brushes that you like a you wash dishes with the bristles on it, and just fucking scrub the shit out of it, rinse it, and then put it in like the hot press thing, just set it up. You got to make sure the front, you know, gets all popped out and stays firm, and then you just leave it there to dry.
There you go.
Colin's life hacks. I don't know, man. I've fucking... And it's not a flex, but I have fucking hundreds of hats. Way too many. Like, I don't wear any of them enough for them to be, like, stinking. I just get a new one. Talk about impulse buys. got a problem. When you first started doing stand-up, did you write a bit and memorize it, or just wing it and remember what worked? Let me tell you something, no one wings it. You know, you always go up, even like if you're doing new material, you know, you've thought of a thing and you've thought this is going to be good for stand-up, and you've maybe written some notes on it, and then you try and remember that and go on stage and do it. And that's how it works. No one's going up there. Like, I mean, the disrespect you would have for the audience to go up there and be like, sorry, I didn't think about this at all till I'm standing right here. What do we talk about? What about this guy's shirt? You know, I think Dave Chappelle's going like, oh, I'll just not think about anything. The reason he's so good is because he never stops thinking about things. Furious. Looking to purchase a new pair of chippies. What is this? What am I, the fashion guy now? The chippy fashion guy? Any recommendations for trainers for work? For maximum comfort? Looking forward to SSE show.
Maximum comfort?
If you want maximum comfort, buy a pair of those, you know, like Hoka fucking running shoes or something that are like 300 quid.
Skechers?
Oh, absolutely kill yourself. Nothing says I've given up like a pair of Skechers. Like, fucking hell, man. What's your take on... My actual real advice would be, you can't beat, like, if you're going full comfort, go get a pair of, like, fucking Asics or, like, New Balance, like, running shoes that cost 120 quid. I got a pair of fucking Adidas Terex sort of Gore-Tex shoes for, like, walking out and about and up the fields and all. Unbelievably comfortable. And they're so hectic looking, but I don't care because they look or they feel that good. Things like that. But yeah, if you want to, you know, Mr. Stelio girl, get a pair of Skechers. If you had to assign a comparable American comedian to an NI comedian counterpart, would you pick, for example, Dave Elliott would be Bert Kreischer and Shane would be Tony Hinchcliffe for his bitchiness? Who would you assign to Rogan, Ari Shaffir, Tom Segura, Bobby Lee, Diaz? Mickey is more like Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, definitely.
I would say. Paddy McDonald would be like Joey Diaz, where he's just like fucking just machine gun fire of insanity and sometimes... facts, sometimes not facts. Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe lies. Shane would be Tony Hinchcliffe. Shane would be, yeah, probably. Or more of like a Sebastian or something, maybe. You know, yeah. Like a real clean cut, like fucking, I mean, they even move the same. Two wee smooth fucking twinks. Something like that. Aren't you embarrassed? I would like to think I was more of a Segura.
Yeah.
I would take that, no bother.
Yeah.
Rogan. I'd take Rogan too. Bobby Lee. Who's like a Bobby Lee? Someone sort of small and kind of...
off the rails.
James McKegney. Yeah. Kind of wild. Who else have you got? Woodsy. Woodsy would be like, who's an American comedian that's dry? That's what he should have a new show called His Royal Dryness.
Yeah.
Woodsy is dry as fuck, isn't he?
Yeah.
I actually seen a clip pop up from this podcast where Woodsy was on. He was talking about... it was a cocktail that they made in some place and he was absolutely unparalleled as a laxative. Like the timing of it is fucking incredible. The pub with Mickey near Burst Me, your accents are getting better week on week. Thanks, Danny. That's the sort of feedback I appreciate. I work hard on them. I don't. The podcast was wonderful. What's your coffee setup at the home office? Are you a bean to copper? Well, so at the house, we it changes the, like, we have an area of the worktop that has a new piece of equipment on it every day. So we'll go from, we've got a basic sort of coffee machine, the DeLonghi. It's cack. I don't like that. I'm more of a, I like the sort of cafetiere type thing because I'll really heap it in there and get it nice and strong. I've also been using the Moka pot quite a bit. I enjoy that. And it's supposed to have 8 espressos in it. And I, you know, a lot of the times I have probably 6 espressos in my coffee. And I top it up with hot water. And I wonder why my arms are tingling. And that's sort of about it, really. In the office here, we've got the cafetiere thing.
Yeah.
We were using the
Chemex.
The Chemex for a while. Like every day would have to be like, can you go in and make a coffee? Because I fuck it up every single time. So that was a lot of that was happening. Although I've been thinking a lot recently about, and they're quite pricey, but just one of those machines that the beans are in it, and like you're in a shop, you just go,
yeah,
and it comes out. Because it can't be fucked doing all, you know, like.
Yeah.
Even the coffee machine, you're like, oh, I'm banging this shit out. I'm cleaning it. You know, I would rather just go like, let me just hit the button and it just gives me what I want. The height of laziness. Yeah.
My friend bought one recently. He's all into coffee and it's fucking sweet.
What is it?
I can't remember. I'll ask him.
You see, of course, Maureen did this thing. She's like, yeah, I think there's one called Sage that I keep seeing on people's fucking Instagram and all. And then she sends me a link to something. I'm like, let me tell you something.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not spending
a grand.
No, this might have been one that did everything for you. It had you could save the settings and all, like Collins Coffee.
Nice.
And it just neats, did the whole thing. Fucking hell.
He has one of those as well, one of those Sage ones.
Yeah.
But he recently bought this one and it's fucking
good jam. Stuff. Yeah. If I could just, do you know what I love? The fucking, we have like it was about 20 quid, like the old school, like percolator one. We just heap the coffee into it.
Oh yeah.
Fill it up with water and it just makes the like drip coffee. And then you just leave it on the wee fucking heated pad all day.
Yeah.
And you come back to it and it's all stinking and burnt.
Yeah.
I love it. Fuck your fruity flat whites. Shout out to Frank and Honest, sponsor this podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, I know those like fucking I Love Bass Boys have, you know, a full fucking blue machine, you know, like the barista bar in the fucking office.
No thanks.
Not the barista bar one. Frank and Honest, if you want to put, you know, a 40 grand machine in this office for when we're in twice a week, please do. Thanks, guys.
Get it, cheers.
Yeah, also, we, I just want to put a little announcement in here that we have a 4G hub right now and we're getting upgraded to broadband, so we will look into some sort of monthly live thing, I would say.
Yep.
Yeah. I think it's for the best. What's your take on TalkFest, a weekend-long expo that features fuck all but famous TikTokers? What the fuck is that about? Well, listen.
Why not?
You know what I mean? One of the most embarrassing videos I've ever seen, I think, was that girl who was, I don't know her name actually, she's really famous in the TikTok world, and there was a bunch of wee girls like, can we get a photo of you? And she's like, yeah, it's just one second, I gotta finish this TikTok. And then she was going like in the middle of the street. So there'll be a lot of that going on, a lot of cringy like influencers in the wild type behavior that would make you want to fucking punch your bollocks in. But you know what I mean, if it's not for you, it's not for you.
Yeah.
Because it'll be a load of children running about and then a load of fucking like Nancy adults here like still dyeing their hair pink, acting like they're all fucking Hello Kitty fucking walking around the place. Thought this was right up your alley. I'm going to give this 2 seconds and it's probably horrific. Do you ever have those people like certain people? Yeah.
Love your outfit. Great outfit. Hope you don't puke on it when I make this sound.
Dev, get the... Why are you doing this?
He's holding a ring light, so I mean, like, what's their life like?
All right, enough.
Lauren. Hi. You look beautiful, by the way.
Redwood.
Lovely. Yeah. I hope you don't throw up on your dress when I go like this.
I mean, that's not even a good wretch. That's not a real one. I could do a fake one. It's way better than that right now.
I don't know.
So a lot of, see, it's over the top. You know, the real ones are like, you know, like yeah. back of the throat, real sexy with it. Any chance of the Milkers t-shirts coming back? I don't know, mate, since everyone's fucking looking at them. Last question. Oh, God. Paddy Pimblett and Tom Aspinall. Thoughts? Yeah. Do you want to answer the UFC ones?
Yeah, yes. All for it.
Paddy Pimblett is going to be... I mean, that, you're on the risk, like, when you get thrown into the UFC and people have, like, actual interest in you, that they're just going to feed you to the fucking wolves. But hopefully he builds it up and whatever. He is a fucking beast. And then your other guy, Aspinall or whatever. Another English guy. Big heavyweight. Moves brilliantly for such a large man. Got a win there at the weekend. So yeah, they're just fucking... I mean, the interview, Jack, your guy talked... Or he got like a bonus or something, which is probably like 50 grand or something. He was like, oh, this is brilliant. I'm just a fucking... normal guy trying to buy a house with a family and all this crack. So nice guy. Nice guy. Yeah, you've got Paddy Pimblett who like fucking is like McGregor Mark II, just a fucking slobber. But like really good fighter. And then this other guy who's just like, I'm just a nice guy out here knocking out fucking 19 stone heavyweights. It's all good. But yeah, they're both very prompt. Like, what do I know about fucking fighting? Like, they're both showing great signs that they'll be great, have great future in the AFC. That's it. That was the last question. I feel like we should have kept the retching to the end. But I hate though. You see those fucking like internet couples where it's like, you know, our whole life we just prank each other. Wake up in the morning. Hey, how do we go about our day doing fucking? Look at her.
You look great in your dress again, part two. But look at the sunset. We should get something.
There's people.
Don't care. I hope you don't throw up on your dress.
I'm taking pictures.
Laura, what happens when I do this?
No. And stop, please. Stop. No more. I cannot.
Listen, either fucking poke or get off the toilet, is what I'm saying.
I agree.
She must be some crack in the bedroom. On that note, we're going to get the fuck out of here. I have a microwavable dinner to eat here, so what a day here at General Bander. Shout out to the new lights for sponsoring us. Just want to say a quick thank you to China for the lights. China. And if you go on to... if you go on Netflix and watch The Bird Revelation from Dave Chappelle, you will see that we have stolen... You see that we have stolen the setup. This is what the lights look like in that gig. So there you have it. We will record tomorrow for our Patreon podcast that will be out on Patreon at fucking 8 a.m. on Thursday. Word to your mother. See you next time, guys. Get on the Patreon. Take her easy.